Transit officials in San Francisco say efforts to restore muni service to pre-pandemic levels being hampered by lack of funding, as well as employees who are refusing the vaccine. Phil, let's start with the money part. How much do they need and what for?
Well, what they need is people on the buses and trains in order to just to keep the system running. What they have is a fundamental problem, and they share it with BART. Unlike some transit services that rely mostly on sales tax throughout the counties, BART and Muni both rely on people paying as they get on the bus. That is what really, you know, drives the engine. And both BART and Muni have seen significant drops in their ridership, and they're projecting ongoing drops in their riderships, because the fact is people just aren't using them as much as was anticipated. It's pretty much to get to work. It's not just to get around. And so they're projecting ongoing. They say they have enough money from the feds right now to keep it going, but unless they can get service back up and running, they're going to lose money. And the catch-22 on that is that they don't have the money right now because it costs money to run the service. So they're saying we're going to have to cut back service to and maybe just run some of the main lines. Well, you run the main lines, and those are the main commuter lines, and if people decide they're not going to go to work, they're going to work from home, the commuter lines don't fill up. So pick your poison, but anyway, it doesn't look good. But that isn't going to be for a little while down the road, because we have the federal bailout money. Although at some point, they're going to come tapping us on the shoulder and saying, you in the Bay Area, how about everybody pass maybe another tax to help mass transit. I bet you dollars to donut, we're going to see something on the ballot for that. The short term problem for Muni is interesting in that 640 so far of the employees, or about 10% of the workforce, have refused to get vaccinated. And that hundreds of those are the frontline Muni bus drivers and train operators, the people that hand out parking tickets, pretty much the ground troops that run the system. And that represents about 10% of the workforce. And they're saying no. And they don't have replacements for them, and they can't get replacements for them by the November 1st deadline, where they are supposed to stop working or get vaccinated. So they've got a deadline of just a couple of weeks away for a real problem.
That is KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.